We're now going to look at the gospel. And I can ask you again the same question. What would you pick as the gospel to shed light and celebrate the Immaculate Conception? What would you use? Well, the church takes the Annunciation as Luke records it, which is Luke 1, 26 to 38. And so the text starts, in the sixth month. That's the sixth month since the Annunciation to and the conception of the child by Elizabeth. And now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth. Can anything good come of Nazareth? Come from Nazareth? In the Gospel of John, God came from Nazareth. That's pretty good. And so, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. So, it's going to be up in the north, in Hickville, you know. It wasn't even a good road to Nazareth because nobody went there unless they had to. And that, in that little town, in that little house, God comes. He's like that a lot, isn't he? He likes to go to people who are simple, uncomplicated, and will do what he tells them. I got a better idea, God. No. You know? And so, I mean, just look. Look at Medjugorje. Look at, what's the one in the Pyrenees there. Garabandal. Look at Lourdes. Look at Fatima. You know, it's a little embarrassing, you know. Our Lady never came to theologians. Because you don't have to go any further, Mary. I know just what you're going to say. I can handle that. But that's not what she wants. So she doesn't go to us. And so here it is, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God. That's the same angel that talked to Zechariah, remember? To a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. That's very important, Bet David. And the virgin's name was Mary. He went in and said to her, "Rejoice, O graced one, Cheri ke karitomeni. Rejoice, O graced one, the Lord is with you, O Kyrios, Netasu." She was deeply disturbed by these words and asked herself what this greeting might mean. An angel coming and talking to me like that. But the angel said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid. Al tira," which is the way most great oracles of the Old Testament begin. Do not be afraid. You see? You have won God's favor. The actual Greek for that is, I'll have to find it now. Where did I put that? Here it is. Evres gar charin paradoteo. You found grace, favor with God. Behold, and there's always the mention, the message almost always goes that way, you see? Mary, do not be afraid, you have won God's favor. Behold, you are to conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you must name him Jesus, Yehoshua. Adonai saves. Huh? He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will rule over the house of David forever, and his reign will have no end. Now, this is the text. What can I say? This happens because she was conceived immaculately. And so there's nothing out of order in her from the moment of that conception. There's never a moment of fear or anger or lust or anything else. So that child is never affected by sin. That child conceived in her womb. he's surrounded, and she knows who he is, but he's surrounded by that soul. You know, let's read the Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. All of that going on, you see, and that's what this tiny little divine zygote is being exposed to, you see? And that's why, the Immaculate Conception, this is where you see why it had to be. She had to have the influence on her boy child that every mother has on her child. So she had to be perfect and not angry or tired or annoyed or all that stuff. Or fearful. Okay. Look, behold, you are to conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you must name him Jesus, Yehoshua, Adonai Save. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his reign will have no end. That's a prophecy, a description. You are conceiving a boy child at this very moment. And is he going to be who? He's going to be called the Son of the Most High. He's going to be called Ben David, the son of David. And he's going to rule over the house of Jacob. So he's also Ben Yaakov, forever. And his reign will have no end. This is the Messiah. This is the Anointed One. He's going to be conceived in your womb. Mary said to the angel, how can this be, or how can this come about, since I have no knowledge of man? Very discreet, but not prudish or priggish. I made a vow of virginity to God because he asked me to. Now I need an explanation of how all of this goes together. And she expects she's going to get one. She's totally at the Lord's disposition, right? So the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you as he came upon the waters at creation, as he came upon the ark. Now he comes upon you. This is the way he will come upon Jesus at the baptism. Will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will cover you with his shadow. And so the one to be born holy will be called Son of God. Am I reading from English or Greek? Well, doesn't make any difference. And Mary said to the angel, how can this happen? How can this be? Pos este tuto, how will this be? And because I do not know man. And the angel responded to her, said to her, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will come on you as at creation. And the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the water as at Sinai. When the cloud came and descended, and God spoke and gave his word, what we call the Ten Commandments, he will come, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you see? You will bear a son. You will call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. Not called, you know, identified. That's the Son of the Most High. God, Hoteos, will give him the throne of his father David. Isn't that beautiful? This is the one. The Jewish tradition knew that when HaMashiach, when the Anointed One was going to come, he was going to be Ben David. That was promised to David. So even though they've been in exile, they've been all over the place, the Romans are running their country, they don't have any, you know, the Son of David is now coming. And so Mary asks, in a very simple, non-prudish way. How can this be? Because I do not know man. And I made a vow of virginity in obedience to God. How can this be? You see how chaste people can talk about these things? And the angel replied and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will overshadow you, like the waters at creation, like the people in the desert, like the baptism of Jesus," which hadn't happened yet, you see, "and the power of the Most High will overshadow you," episkiazise, which is also an Exodus and Revelation word, okay? "And the power will overshadow you, because that to be born of you, the Holy One, will be called holy, and he'll be called Hios Deu, he'll be called Son of God," not in an exaggerated or honorary way, but actually, God of God, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made. That's why he's Son of all eternity, ineffable. And now, as very often in these annunciations, if we had time, I could go back and go through how many times an angel came and announced maybe a birth and left a sign. So, here it says, "And behold, Elizabeth, your kinswoman, and she has conceived a son in her old age, and he will be great and be called, and she will be the one who was called sterile, because nothing is impossible with God." Now those words, "nothing impossible with God," come from Genesis, when the angel announces to Abraham his wife is going to conceive, and she laughs. She's behind the tent listening. "Ah, I'm 90 years old. How can I, you know?" And the angel said, "Your wife laughed." She said, "I did not laugh." He said, "You did laugh." "This year, when I come back at this time next year, you will be nursing a son." And so, that's the sign for you, Mary, that the Lord will create the son in you. And so then, having been satisfied and understanding her vocation, she says, "Behold, the servant, the handmaiden of the Lord." You see? And "let it be done to me as you said, according to your word." And the angel left her. He'd done his job. He had announced, and through his words, God had effected the incarnation of God himself. And that's why she's immaculately conceived, so that she could be a perfect mother to God. That is so beautiful. And you see, that's this feast of the Immaculate Conception all terminates in those words. You see? "You shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call him Jesus, because he'll save his people from their sins. And then I'll give you a sign." So many of these births are accompanied by a sign in the Old Testament. And your cousin, who's, you know, is in her old age and is considered sterile, is bearing a son. And so Mary says, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Whatever God wants, I fully embrace it, because I trust you and I love you, Almighty God. Amen."